Morning and happy Memorial Day, everybody. Coming up, a conversation with a musician who for years has played for wounded warriors. Carolyn Surik is also a poet who writes about pain and loss in her own life. We'll talk about her latest collection. But first, the theater project in Baltimore is hosting the Happenstance Theater in a show called Impossible, a Happenstance Circus. Maryland Morning theater critic Jay Wynn Russick has checked it out, and here's her review.
What does it take to make a circus? Lions and tigers, tight ropes and trapezes. Imagine a circus that trades all of those for the power of physical theater, mime, suggestion, whimsy, imagination, and a backstage look that'll touch your heart. That describes Impossible, a Happenstance Circus, the title of the charming new show at the Theater Project. Impossible is the creation of the Washington-based Happenstance Theater. Like any circus, the Happenstance Circus is a series of acts. In one of these, all six cast members play ukuleles as they perform a jaunty number entitled Solid Potato Salad.
Solid potato salad, boy. Take a plate, fill it up, and bring it right back. The farmer sent to the spud. Your skin looks mighty pallid.
Happenstance borrowed this odd little novelty song from a 1944 movie called Broadway Rhythm, one of a score of influences on the show, ranging from Charlie Chaplin to Robert Frost. The 1940s are significant because Impossible takes place then, and in the previous decade, when Americans needed a little cheering up. The production's backstage glimpses also show some of the hardships the circus folks face, and how resilient they are. When they sing about eating potatoes because times are tough, that's all they have to eat. There are also amusing backstage glances. Mark Jaster and Sabrina Mandel play a couple embroiled in a marital quarrel as they're about to perform their act. And what is their act? Jaster throws knives at Mandel. There aren't any actual knives. This is one of many mimed bits at which Jaster excels. But their act has plenty of edge without blades. Similarly, there's no real fire in Gwen Grastoff's performance as the human phoenix, but that doesn't make her fire act seem any less dangerous to her frightened assistant. Unfazed, Grastoff goes blithely along singing another ditty from the 40s.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
The performers also portray acrobats, an escape artist, a woman shot out of a cannon, and an animal trainer. No real animals, but Jaster proves adept at transforming himself from a cheerful chimpanzee to a prancing horse to a lion swatting at his trainer's whip. There's even a sideshow, complete with a contortionist, a formerly conjoined twin, and a man billed as the human rubber band. The set includes two major pieces of scenery. On one side of the stage, there's a small proscenium arch topped by a sign that spells out Impossible in light bulbs. On the other side, there's a cart that's home base for Karen Hansen. This gifted musician and composer had a long relationship with center stage. In the course of this show, she plays drums, violin, organ, accordion, glockenspiel, bowed, banjo, trombone. Well, it might be a bad pun, but Hansen is instrumental to this production. In the end, who needs lions and tigers, or real fire and real knives? Impossible, a Happenstance Circus, has its own brand of circus magic. And when you leave, you feel as if you've gotten to know the folks who make this magic. You also feel that maybe, just maybe, the impossible is possible.
You can catch the Happenstance Theater at the Theater Project in Baltimore. They'll perform tonight and Thursday through Sunday. We've got more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic Jay Wynn Russick reviews local theater for us here on Maryland Morning every Monday. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.